This is Carla Jesse with Your Family Matters, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Thank you for joining us today. We are going to be celebrating Memorial Day with all of the red, white, and blue colors. I want you to feel like you are sitting at the parade when you listen to this show. Give me liberty or give me death, Patrick Henry said. This is what our heroes have done here. This is at the heart of every American. We understand that people have fought. Men and women have fought for the liberties that we enjoy here in this country. Liberties like the freedom of the press, freedom of the radio, freedom of religion, freedom to petition, freedom to assembly and gather together. These are things that we had to fight for that other countries have not fought for. That is why people want to come here to this country. So for me to think about the wars that have been waged here for the liberties that I can have in 2014, it truly humbles me. I looked up in Webster's dictionary, my handy dandy dictionary that I adore. What is the word memorial? What does this mean? And the dictionary said that this is a structure which is established to remind people of a person or an event. Sometimes we even have monuments that are built to remind us of, you know, the Civil War or a variety of wars that were waged here. And yes, we have a whole entire day to remember these brave soldiers. Memorial Day actually started as an event to honor the Union soldiers who had died during the American Civil War. It was inspired by the people who were living in the southern states to honor their dead. Then after World War I, it was extended to include all men and women who had died in any military action. So many people this weekend will gather at cemeteries like Arlington National Cemetery to take moments of silence, to pray, to think about our brave countrymen. My family enjoys celebrating with red, white, and blue, and all of my little girls, we go and buy them tons of decorations so that they can decorate their bikes, and we absolutely talk to them about the wars that were waged here and the brave women and men who fought so that we can sit in this beautiful country and, again, enjoy religious freedoms. You know, we're a country where Jews and Muslims and Christians and atheists can all sit in a cafe and enjoy coffee and really not have fear that, you know, we are going to be persecuted. That is really amazing. And, you know, I can't help but think as Christians that we have to remember those who fought for us so that we can be free here in this country. But who is our greatest hero but Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate sacrifice for us and gave us ultimate freedom, freedom from sin and bondage, when he died that death on the cross 2,000 years ago. So think about that this year when you are studying Memorial Day with your family. Yes, it is a time to reflect and ponder. But at the same time, we also need to bring Christ into this holiday, who is the ultimate hero and the ultimate person who died for our freedom. Honestly, I feel it's very important at this point in time to just take a moment of silence, even if it's just 15 seconds, that we can just ponder right here the brave men and women who died for our beautiful country. And just think about the words to America that was written by Samuel Francis Smith. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. Thank you for taking that moment of silence just to ponder why we do remember those who served our country during this great holiday, this memorial holiday. Have a blessed Memorial Day with your family. Remember to thank those who are serving our country and also recall those who have died for our country. God bless America. This is Your Family Matters with Carla Dedesi. 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Stream in or listen live, free streaming worldwide. We have with us today author, speaker, radio host on Lift FM, Deb Moore. And I have had the privilege of working with you at a pro-life event recently. And yes, so thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm so excited to talk to you, especially since Memorial Day is a couple days away. And I read your book, Boomer's Peace. I absolutely adored it, and I earmarked many pages in it. Can you tell me a little bit about why did you decide to write this book, Deb? I mean, you're an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, a community leader. You could have kept that successful business that you had for years and years, but instead you decided to go full-time into the ministry to proclaim Jesus Christ. So tell me a little bit about that, because that's exciting.
Well, what happened? Sure. Well, first of all, I'm so glad to be on your show, and especially a weekend like this, Memorial Day weekend, when we're out there, you know, it's a solemn occasion in some sense. Obviously with the men and women who have dedicated and given their lives for our freedom, but we celebrate it with joy because we live in a country where we have so many freedoms and the right and the freedom of religion especially. And so thank you very much. And my heart goes out to all those families who have lost someone. My dad was a World War II veteran, also a disabled veteran. So
awesome. Do you think he planted seeds in you for this ministry at a young age?
Absolutely. My childhood and what went on in my childhood absolutely had a part. God's hand was just on that time frame to deliver me into this ministry, because my father, he came back disabled. He absorbed himself and numbed himself and medicated himself with alcohol during that time. Mm. And we had seven girls in my family, Carla.
I love it. It's a party every day, Deb.
Big family. but we were really deprived of a special time with my father, because he was not very much of a communicator after that. He was withdrawn. And I can relate to many, many of our soldiers that come back with PTSD, and that's a big part of my ministry, going to those families and giving them hope, going in veterans' hospitals, letting those guys know and those women know that this country still needs them.
Yes.
That heart that served our country is a heart that we need very much in this country, and God loves them so much.
Yes.
Sorry if I diverted on that, but
no,
here's how the book
so
came
important.
About.
It's so important because we are talking about these people that sacrifice everything for us so that we can have our freedom of religion and press and to be able to talk about this on the radio. And it's sad that many of us take it for granted today, but there are men and women who are living with the battle wounds on a daily basis, and they deserve nothing more than our highest praise and our applause. And so tell me a little bit about Boomer's Peace, your wonderful book, and how's that being used by God?
Well, where it all started was I went on a trip, as so many people have gone on mission trips, and this came about just very... you know, one minute I'm sitting in my living room, next minute I'm on the phone with a pastor that says, I have a ticket for you to go to Haiti. And this was 10 days after the horrific earthquake that they had in Haiti. And we were building a church in Neiva, which was only 30 miles away. But from that trip, I saw these two parallel universes colliding. There I was in business as an entrepreneur and working with people in business, and they spent their whole life and dedicated their whole life to work in the free enterprise system, and they come to a point in time where they get to retirement or transition their business, and they totally lost vision for what they were doing or what their purpose in life was, because their whole life was work.
Mm.
And then I go to Neva and Haiti, and I see people that have nothing, that are devastated. They've lost loved ones. They've lost everything they have. And then I see grandmothers who are cleaning out their dirt floor of their in their village with their home, with a broom every day, God with care and kindliness for themselves and their family, the best that they can do. And they have hope. They have hope in their heart because they know Jesus.
Yes.
They have the foundation of Jesus in their life and the care and the dignity that they have because they know Jesus and they want him known through for their children and generations was just a life-changing event for me. And God used that so that when I came back, I could relate that foundation, which I already knew, but now was much more rooted and seated in my life, that I could bring that back. And I start out the book saying, I can't stand or sit still for a minute. I'm always going somewhere. I'm known as a pretty energetic person. But God had me sit down for a year and a half and write that book.
A miracle.
Yes, it is a miracle. And it's there to serve as a foundation to trust God through life's uncertainties, that in every season of life, there is beauty if we just follow the footsteps of Jesus and let him take us to his purpose and what he has for us to do.
I want to read, can I read something from your book?
Absolutely.
Okay. You talk about the dignity of Christ, and you talk about the world cannot provide dignity equally for everyone, every time, for all time.
Mm-hmm.
But the dignity of Christ brings the hope of the best you, the free you, the peaceful you, living in the knowledge of God. I thought that was an awesome page that you wrote, because when we talked last at an event, you know, you shared with me that, you know, the boomers in the 60s, it was a very unsettling time. There were a lot of positive things that happened. But there was also a lot of civil unrest, and, you know, that's when we started with the Roe versus Wade and drugs and free sex and maybe even a little bit of breakdown with the family. And your book is so encouraging, I think, for all of us to know that none of us are perfect, but with God's grace, we're victorious.
Yes.
We're victorious.
We are a blessed people.
Yes.
We live in a world where things happen, things that we don't understand happen,
mm-hmm.
but we can still live in hope and victory in our heart. You know, I just recently, as you know, I spend part of my time in ministry on the Jersey Shore. I was called to the great continent of New Jersey to spend a lot of my time in ministry. And I just met with some ministers here, and two of them were African Americans, and they said, "Do you think the racism will ever, ever stop?" And I said, "You know, for those of us in Christ, there is no difference." I said, "But for those in the world, prejudice is always a part of, just think about it. It's not just color, but it's what someone has or jealousies or that's a part of the world we live in. All we can do is strive to be more like Jesus."
Right.
And being kindness.
And that's exactly right. You know, keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. And when we read the New Testament, you know, he was really radical because he came to say there is, you know, we're all free men. There's no slave. There's no master. You know, he was radical in how he treated women. Women were second class citizens, as were children. But he yes. said, suffer the little children to come unto me. So you're exactly right that when we truly walk with Jesus Christ day in and day out, we're all going to be in heaven for eternity. We might as well get used to getting along with each other and working together here on this earth, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
And, you know, let's go back to your book again. You make the case for that God's dependable, keeping the faith not only in good times but through challenging times. In your book, you talk about when you fell off of your horse. My goodness, that sounded like a death experience, actually, and the Lord miraculously healed you.
Yes. Well, I was trampled by a horse when I was riding, and I was in intensive care, and they didn't know what was wrong. There was blood coming out of me. They knew I had a broken back. My knees had popped open, and at that time, and I mentioned in the book, that at that time, I could have given a lot of reasons why something bad should have happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was not living as I should have at that time. There were things mm-hmm. that were not perfect in my life. But God is no respecter of those things. When you are forgiven, you are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And he reminded me during that time, how much he loved me, even in brokenness, even if it is not physical brokenness, but a spiritual brokenness, God is there for you at that time. And he rose me up to just a higher level. I always like to give the example, if you look at your spiritual walk and you graph it, it's never going to be like a point A on a upward diagonal. You have peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back to the root of what the book is about, trusting God through life uncertainties. Those things that happen to you, if you can be strong and stay strong through them, there is a strengthening that God will use. As you know, when I spoke at Mercy Crisis Center, God will take those things in our life and use them for his glory, and to help other people through those similar situations. Because we all think we're alone. For some reason, when something happens to us, we say, why me? You know, what happened? Why me? And it's not just you. This is happening to other people.
Right.
God gives us each other
mm-hmm.
to help get us through those
right.
situations.
Right. I love that you dedicated your book to your dad and to the veterans.
Well,
that's really special. How can we get your book?
Well, first and foremost, it was dedicated to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but it was dedicated to our veterans and our heroes because they have given us so much. And if anyone is looking to acquire the book, they could go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or just Google Boomers, that's with an S, Boomers Peace, or www.debmoreministries.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, happy Memorial Day. How will you be spending Memorial Day with your family? I know you have grandchildren.
Oh, this is a big event for us, Carla, as I'm sure it is for you.
It is.
We have a Saturday picnic. Sunday is a special ceremony, church, and then on Monday, I do the services, the chaplain services with the VFW, and we do the gun salutes.
Special.
The granddaughters are in parade. The granddaughters go to homes with me and do veteran cards and sing, and it's just a wonderful time.
So you're planting seeds. They're going to be the leaders of tomorrow.
Oh, you bet.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. And God bless you and your family.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Good morning. In the studio with us here at Your Family Matters, 1180 AM WFYL. We have Karen of Right Wing Jewelry, which is an absolutely gorgeous jewelry line. If you do not have it, you need to get it right away. I'm actually wearing my beautiful earrings today. Thank you, Karen, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We are celebrating Memorial Day in a couple of days. And here on the show, we just like to talk about our family. And, you know, growing up, why do you have this passion, this patriotism? You know, you started this fabulous line of jewelry that encourages like-minded people. Can you give us a little bit of your background?
Yes. My father was a World War II veteran, and his brother served in the Korean War. And my father's cousin was in the Merchant Marines. So the military has been the memory of the military, I should say, has been a very huge part of our family. And my father was so extremely proud of what he did for our country and the importance of our country and the freedoms that God has given to us, that he, up until the last days of his life, would wear he was in the Coast Guard, and he would wear the Coast Guard hat and talk to people, and if he saw at a grocery store somebody that was a veteran wearing some sort of symbol, hat, anything, that my father would spend 20 minutes talking to them about their service and his service. And it's just been such an appreciation for me to have learned from my father that it passed down through my sister and myself.
And that is what we're trying to communicate to people, is planting seeds in our children's hearts. And you are a product of that. And I'll tell you, you know that I have three little girls. And whenever we see someone who we think is a veteran or has their army fatigues on, I go over with the girls and I model to them. And we say, thank you so much for serving our country. And certainly that's why we are so great, because we have these men like your father and your uncles who gave everything so that we can have our freedoms today.
So, absolutely.
Let me share a little bit about our background. You and I met in Washington, D.C. at the Value Voters Summit event, where you were the only jewelry vendor there, and we totally bonded over jewelry and my books, right?
Yes, we did. Like kindred spirits, instantly.
Yes, we were like children in a candy store. And I think I loved you right away, because we talked about how we both felt so very helpless. What can we do to have a voice for those people who have Judeo-Christian principles? And you started your jewelry line, and I started my Julia book series that, you know, God is using both of our lines greatly. So I'm going to turn over the mic to you at this time and just tell us about your fabulous line of Right Wing Jewelry, and what does this present to us?
Oh, you're so awesome. Thank you for that. The jewelry line is something that became a passion of mine after the Democrat convention in 2012, and I was watching the convention and the hatred that was being spewed out about those of us that are on the right, and I was absolutely aghast when the platform came up about voting God off the platform or keeping him in.
Unbelievable.
And I live in Southern California, and the gentleman that was presiding over the vote, our former mayor of Los Angeles, Tony Villaraigosa, had to take the vote three times to determine whether God was going to stay on the platform. And it did pass, and I think that was God's hand in having it pass, because from what I heard, the voting process, the clapping of the attendees' hands, that it sounded like they were voting God off the platform. But God intervened. I truly believe that it passed. But I thought, where has our country come that we vote God out of our country when it is based, as you say, on Judeo-Christian values? And so
we cannot deny that. There's Bible verses all over our Capitol buildings, all over Washington, D.C. We have the Ten Commandments. So I know that there's people in our country that want us to deny our Judeo-Christian foundation, which is why we're so blessed in this country. But I'm just so thankful for people like you, Karen, who are just using your jewelry line and your voice to share otherwise.
That's my purpose, is to get the voice out there, to start a movement, like to show people who we are, and we are proud of who we are. Because the left has tried to suppress our voice so strongly by criminalizing us and to call us all these horrible names, which we're not. And this is my way of being able to have those that can't speak out or are afraid to speak out, that it's a quiet but soft movement to show that, yes, this is who I am. And if someone comments about the necklace or the earrings or other pieces of jewelry that I have, that it starts the conversation for them without coming into their face and saying, I'm a right winger, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican, you know, and it's just so important that we let our country know who we are, and we are going to take back our country.
I pray so. Yes, I believe we are too. I think there's going to be revival in this country, and it's going to be the best things for all of our families and for our children. And, you know, we've talked about this before, that we are the land of the free. But presently, you and I feel persecuted for our political and our religious beliefs. I never would have thought that would be happening here in the United States of America, this Hobby Lobby scandal and all of the Catholic universities and Wheaton College that have to go up and fight for their religious convictions.
Yes. So, yes, and even with the Obamacare, that it's in the policy, it's included that abortion must be covered. And
it's
for
criminal.
The religious institutions, yes. And the religious institutions that have tried to get that out of their coverage, and what they've had to go through just to not cover that,
right.
You know, the murdering of our beautiful babies and children in our country.
Yes, and that's not good for the mommies who are having the babies either. They walk around with scars and guilt, and they need emotional healing too. And I think that you brought up an excellent point that, well, let's just switch lines for a minute. Can you explain to us about your jewelry? You're an artist. I have never seen jewelry like yours before. Explain to us a little bit the materials that you use.
Okay. The materials that I use are something called precious metal clay, and it's an actual clay like those that are in pottery or ceramics or something, that it's an actual clay form. And I create the piece of the angel wing by rolling over a texture, and which creates the wing, and then I cut the shape out to what I want. And then there's various processes that I go through to get it into a kiln, which I have in my backyard. And it cooks, I call it cooking, in the kiln for 5 hours at anywhere between 1,500 to 1,800 degrees. And it cooks in there for 5 hours. It sits in there overnight till it cools down. And then I take it out of there, I polish it up and put it on a chain or earrings or whatever it is that I do with it, and that becomes a piece of jewelry. Now, the clay itself, I use copper and bronze. And after this whole process, it becomes the actual metal itself. It becomes copper, and it becomes the bronze piece.
I love all of the shapes that you use, too. The little flower shape, the triangles, the rectangle. The heart.
Yes, I have a heart, and that's really popular. It just kind of describes to people where their heart is with this right-wing jewelry and the concept of it and the convictions of us. And it's really a fun piece to wear.
I love your quote, a wise man's heart directs him towards the right, but the foolish man's heart directs him toward the left.
That is from Ecclesiastes 10:2. I read my Bible every morning before my little feet get put on the ground. I'm in bed.
That's a great way to start
Bible.
The morning.
I'm sorry?
That's a great way to start the morning.
Oh, it's the only way to start a morning.
And many of our founding fathers started their mornings this way.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We're not doing anything different than our founding fathers.
No, we're not.
If it was good enough for them, it's good enough for me.
Absolutely. God says it, so it is.
That's right.
Yes, but when I was reading my devotions in the morning and I came across that, I went, wow.
Who would have known, right, that we would need it in 2014?
Yes.
But, you know, just to bring a little bit of hope and perspective,
yes,
since the Bible was written, you know, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago with Moses, we've always had foolish people, right, that are trying to take the role of God, like this government presently is trying to do. This government is trying to take the role of God as opposed to our founding fathers. They understood that power could be a scary thing. That's why they set up all of these checks and balances. And they also understood that we have been given by God an internal compass. And we don't really need the government to tell us what is right and wrong. We don't need them to make all of these decisions for us.
Yes. Yeah, that is so very true. And it's written that way throughout the Bible, the different stories that you hear of the different kings that have come in and their failures and those that are blessed by God and those that are used by God to correct other I can't think of the word right
cultures,
now.
Cultures, civilizations?
Yes, exactly. Yes. And like you say, the checks and balances that have been put in place and the total and complete corruption of power. And to see what that complete corruption of power can do to a country, a civilization. And like you say, that's exactly what's happening right now with our country.
Yes, that's right, because the family is being decayed and therefore our whole society is being decayed. And I wanted to also share with you that I think that, you know, people will say to me, oh, Carla, God does not want us to get involved with politics. You know, that's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. And I will say to them, John the Baptist was often going before kings. In fact, he was beheaded, but he was always going before King Herod and saying, what you're doing is evil. You're sleeping with your brother's wife. Stop doing it. Look at Elijah in the Old Testament. He was constantly going before King Ahab and Jezebel. Christians are not to be silent in the face of evil.
Absolutely. It's our duty and our responsibility given to us by God to do that, to get in there and correct it.
Right, right. And we're not going to be popular for it, and we may be hated for it, but we're called to be the salt and the light of the world, and I think that we've lost a lot of our salt. And I think that we've lost a lot of our light because we are not standing up for these issues like protecting life and, you know, protecting all of our rights, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our freedom of press. So at this Memorial Day, when we are thinking about our brave soldiers and the people that lost their lives so that we can have freedom and be able to even talk to you about these things here over the air, again, I just want to bring you to Karen and share with you her right-wing jewelry. Everyone should be having one of these around their neck. It's such a beautiful way to say, I support Judeo-Christian principles, our founding fathers' principles. So how can we get all of our listeners having one of these?
I do have a website, and it's rightwingjewelry.com.
Yes, and Sarah Palin is wearing one of your necklaces, right?
She is.
We can all be just like Sarah.
I would love that. Yes, I was so excited when she wore my necklace on Fox News Channel during the election time. And you couldn't keep me on the ground. I was so excited. And, yes.
I think the great thing about your jewelry is that she wears flags a lot. There's a lot of flags jewelry out there, but I've never seen something that has an angel's right wing on it for those of us who are right-winged.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I was very honored by her wearing that. But the website, once again, is rightwingjewelry.com. And I also presently have a store on Etsy, or yes. Etsy, as sometimes it's pronounced. And on the website, it will direct you to, well, it will give you a link to go directly to the store. The website is being updated, and hopefully in the future it will have a shopping cart on it, but as of present it doesn't. So the link to the Etsy site will definitely get you to where you can purchase anything that you see there.
Awesome. Can I read what is on the back of your Right Wing jewelry? May I read that?
Yes, absolutely, please.
Right Wing women are God-fearing, family-oriented, fervent supporters of our Constitution, defenders of our Second Amendment rights. We are politicians. We are authors, TV anchors, rock and rollers, independent entrepreneurs, hockey moms. So I am sure that we've covered everyone there, right, Karen?
If we haven't, put your insert name here and it works for you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else that we must know about your beautiful jewelry line, Right Wing Jewelry?
I would love to say that I have been an approved vendor for the Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans at the end of May, last weekend.
Awesome.
And I would like to offer any of your listeners that if they attend the conference to come up to me and tell me that they heard about me on the Fabulous Carla Show. And I will give him my pleasure, and I will give them a 20% discount.
Thank you. And I will also continue to get the word out on that here. And you will also be selling my Julia books there as well. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely.
I am so honored that you have allowed me to do that. The books are incredible. I've had, I live out here in Southern California, and I have had several women come up to me wanting to know how they can get these books into the Christian schools and different places where children are, and I am so proud to be representing your books and selling your books for you. Thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, please. Well, God bless you. I'll be praying for you and your ministry. And I will actually have your jewelry at the Burke's Patriot Dinner here, which is May 15th. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. And God continue to bless you and your family and everything you're doing. You're just one amazing woman.
Thank you, Karen. God bless.
Okay, Carla.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.